Morning, everyone. Welcome to Ainslie News. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of May. Crypto Tuesday, as always. Today we're talking, where is BTC's floor? Bitcoin investors are hanging on to the edge of profitability, with short-term price action threatening to put them back into the red. Meanwhile, a constructive confluence of macro indicators is developing into a clearer picture of a potential bear market floor. Markets worldwide continue to recoil in the face of inflationary pressures, tightening monetary conditions, and compounding uncertainties and risks. This week saw significant weakness across equities, bonds, and cryptocurrency markets, with Bitcoin trading down to a new monthly low of $37,614. Despite trading down this week, Bitcoin markets have remained surprisingly robust on a relative basis. Whilst the S&P 500 and NASDAQ indexes traded to new local lows of the prevailing bearish trend, Bitcoin prices remain range-bound and continue to lack any definitive macro momentum in either direction. With that said, correlations between Bitcoin and traditional markets remain near all-time highs, and the broader perception of Bitcoin as a risk asset remains a significant headwind. A very large proportion of Bitcoin investors are peering into the abyss of holding unprofitable positions, creating the potential spark for an expected capitulation event. Simultaneously, however, numerous long-term macro indicators are signaling historical undervaluation levels are in play, reaching values rarely seen outside late-stage bear market floors. For example, many are looking at whether the DXY will break above its resistance level and could thrust Bitcoin over to the 42,000 plus kind of area. We can characterize long-term holder spenders and narrow the typical age range of their coins using a variety of on-chain tools to gain a perspective of cohort spending. Oscillator, or grey, 30-day moving average shows the proportion of BTC volume sent to exchanges by long-term holders that are in profit. We can see it has declined significantly since September 2021, and is now hovering around 60%. Point two, price chart color by raw profitability relative to the last year, with red signaling high relative losses and green blue signaling high relative profits. The bear markets of 2014 to 15, 2018 to 19, and 2021 to 2022 become quite apparent, with heavy LTH losses realized for many months. Only LTHs, or long-term holders, that could realize losses and trigger this result are those from 2021-22 cycle with a higher cost basis, suggesting they dominate LTH spending behavior onto exchanges at present. We can also see that the revived supply metric is declining and is near relative lows. Usually, very low readings of revived supply occur in deep bear markets, where accumulation is the preferred behavior of LTHs. Binary coin days destroyed largely supports this observation, with near identical trend and notable markers. On a 7-day average basis, at hourly resolution, this metric is indicating that 18.5 hours out of each week are seeing greater than average lifespan destruction. In other words, 89% of the time, owners of older coins are choosing to keep them dormant and are not contributing to spending sell-side pressure. Both of these metrics further support the notion that LTH sell-side pressure at the moment is primarily driven by owners of coins between 155 days and approximately 12 months, aka the 2021 to 22 buyers. On-chain tools can provide us both an assessment of current investor behavior, but also with fundamental valuation tools to help map out and navigate various market cycles. Show you some charts today, and they show you a variant of realized profit and loss, calculated by dividing each by the realized cap. This effectively normalizes the US dollar value investors bring in or out of the market to the relative market size, enabling us to compare cycles. From this, we can broadly identify three market phases. Phase one, bull markets, where sufficient inflow of demand exists to allow investors to realize significant profits right into the market cycle top. Point two, bear markets, where the converse is true and declining prices result in dominance of losses being realized by investors. In 2019 and arguably late 2021, we saw profits taken into a brief bullish belief rally that was ultimately sold into. And point three, disbelief recovery to early bull, where the market trades sideways to upwards, typical of a reaccumulation period or disbelief phase, and realized profits start to exceed losses consistently. In the current market, we remain within the bear market phase, where the market is yet to provide sufficient demand and price appreciation to enable sustainable profit-taking and capital inflow. Should realized profits begin to outpace losses on a sustained basis, alongside stable prices, it may suggest a transition to phase three is underway. To summarize, the current market structure for Bitcoin remains an extremely delicate equilibrium. with short-term price action and network profitability leaning bearish, whilst long-term trends remain constructive. The capitulation of long-term holders appears to be continuing, with further evidence and analytical colour added to this concept this week. Whether macro forces and correlations with traditional markets drag Bitcoin lower remains to be seen. However, numerous fundamental indicators are at or approaching noteworthy points of undervaluation. There is a constructive confluence across numerous macro indicators, ranging from technical analysis to coin lifespan and analysis, and even fundamental network health and utilization. A capitulation event, alongside developing divergences in short and long-term trends, continues to make Bitcoin one of the most fascinating assets to monitor within this macroeconomic environment. Some great BTC insight there today, thanks to our analyzers internally here at Ainsley Wealth. If you are looking to buy any Bitcoin today, jump over to ainsleywealth.com.au. You can also check out all the other large cap cryptocurrencies that we buy, sell, and also exchange. All the news from today with charts is over at ainsleybullion.com.au. You can also buy some physical stuff over there too. That's gold, silver, and platinum. And if you're interested in our own cryptocurrency built and backed by Ainsley, backed by real gold and silver, also check out our NFT range as well if you're interested. That's over at goldsilverstandard.com. Enjoy Tuesday, everyone. And of course, welcome back to the week if you enjoyed a long weekend. We'll catch you tomorrow.